When you break a bone or cut yourself, your body heals itself. When your telephone or any other piece of plastic cracks, it will often begin to fall apart. In the future, that may change. Researchers writing in the latest edition of the journal Nature say they've developed a way to make plastics that heal themselves. NPR's Larry Abramson explains.
Silicon may be the emblematic material of the computer revolution, but as someone once told a certain college graduate, the material of the modern age is plastic. Plastics are light and strong enough to be used in everything from tennis rackets to car parts to airplane wings, but researcher Nancy Soto says many plastics have an annoying tendency to develop tiny cracks that you can't see until it's too late.
If you don't know that they're there, they can grow with time. That's the fatigue process. They start out very small and then they continue to get larger and larger until they can eventually cause failure.
Sotos is a researcher at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. She says engineers fix cracks they can see with glue. They can use heat to melt together cracks that are too small to see. But that's not very practical when you're trying to eliminate flaws in, say, a big airplane wing. So the University of Illinois researchers looked for another answer. Scott White says they look to the human body's repair system.
If you cut your finger, for example, that sets off a lot of chemical signals that are very site-specific in the sense that healing occurs right at the cut.
Scott White says they needed a way to heal plastic cracks as soon as they appeared, so he says they decided to mix little tiny capsules full of liquid plastic throughout a new type of material. Scott White says it's that liquid that sets the healing process in motion.
Wherever those tiny cracks appear, the capsules in the vicinity of those cracks breaks open. Once the capsules break open, the healing agent, which is a liquid inside of the capsules, leaks out and fills the crack.
To complete the healing process, the scientists had to make that liquid set as hard as the rest of the surrounding plastic. So they incorporated a chemical catalyst throughout their new material. That catalyst turns the liquid into a strong solid. When they tested the healed structure, Scott White and his colleagues found it was nearly as tough as the original. Of course, this strategy has its limits. It won't make plastics last forever. Richard Wool teaches chemical engineering at the University of Delaware. He says what this strategy should do is slow down the decay process.
When all of the internal healing mechanism is used up and the product is coming towards the end of its useful life, then indeed, when you run out of the healing process, you will form these macroscopic cracks. But in the meantime, the lifetime of your product may have been extended several fold, and this is a great benefit.
Wool says this idea could be a big help in places where it's hard to do repairs by hand, say in outer space, or it could save money and lives here on Earth. Or Richard Wool says it might just make some household items last a bit longer.
The way my daughters throw the telephones around the house when they get annoyed with their boyfriends, I think this would be a superb example of putting in a self-healing mechanism in telephones.
Scott White and his colleagues are so excited about this development, they want to start up an entire center devoted to the idea of self-healing materials. In the meantime, they're working on extending their strategy to other products. They say it should be just as effective in protecting ceramics and glass against the ravages of age. Too bad it won't stop those human cracks we call wrinkles. Larry Abramson, NPR News.